Barbara Scheidecker has won cash and prizes totaling $3,500. Today, one of our contestants can win a piano, a fur jacket, video equipment, or a cruise to Mexico, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Mustang convertible and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Nice to have you here. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. I hope you're with us on our last show. It was most exciting when our champion, Alan Servetnik, needing one prize to clear that winner's board. He did a lot of confident buying, and it backfired. He lost by $5. However, he left with over $54,000 in cash and prizes. So that's not bad. That winner's board is kind. And the lady who defeated him, and who knows, maybe she will clear that board. This is Pauletta Scheidecker. Hello there, Pauletta.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. Again, our congratulations. You defeated a fine champion to sit here, and I know you always have mixed emotions when someone's trying to clear the board, but you got to look at it this way. You might do that yourself.
That would be real nice. Thank you.
Well, you're very bright. Good player. Ready to go again?
I am.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. The lady in red. Hello there.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Got some good people for
you. You bet. You bet. This contestant has got something cooking from North Hollywood, California. Let's meet Robert Quarry.
Hello there, Robert.
And she's always in the news from Huntington Beach, California. Here's Dana Kennedy.
Hi there, Dana. We're seeing a little Abelson Bog in summer. Thank you. Dana, you are always in the news.
Yes, I'm a newspaper reporter, and I cover everything from politics to crime to high fashion, everything.
Well, that sounds like a fun job, is it?
It's very varied, yes. It's very
I would
fun.
Think so. Nice to have you here Thank with you. Us, Dana. And then, Robert, you've got something cooking.
Well, I've written a cookbook for men who don't think it's very macho to cook unless you barbecue it, you know. So I thought, I'm going to write a book so they don't have to go out and burn steaks and chicken. They can make a nice casserole or a stew.
Okay. Is it for novices like me?
Yes. It's not difficult.
I hope it starts off by telling me that tupus means teaspoon. Otherwise, I'm in trouble. Robert, nice to have you here, Robert. Good luck to all three of you. $20 gets you started for each player. And this question. What popular children's TV show gave ears to all its... Pauletta?
Mickey Mouse Club.
To all its honorary members. Mickey Mouse Club it is. $5 for the correct answer. Pauletta goes to $25. What do little children get from the Sandman? Pauletta?
Sleep.
Sleep or dreams, either one acceptable, and a $10 lead for the champion. What's the name of a little peg that holds a golf ball up above, Robert?
T.
That's right, above the ground. T it is. Robert gets his first five, and he's at 25. According to the old saying, if you need something desperately, you'll try to get it by hook or... Pauletta?
By crook.
By crook, as Pauletta beats everyone to the buzzer and goes to 35. What type of vegetable comes in the following varieties? Red Pontiac, white rose, and Pauletta?
Potatoes.
Nicely done, and Robert's writing the cookbook, and he didn't even go for that buzzer. Pauletta gets another five. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise, and as I mentioned, that takes money off their score, so it's always an interesting decision for the players. The one who's going to have the decision right now is Pauletta. You've got a $15 lead over Robert. That's a pretty good lead fairly early. How about this?
Pauletta, mamma mia, what a gift. An espresso bar, precision made with a built-in coffee grinder in a sleek, high-tech design. Just may be a tasty addition to your kitchen from By Design. And it's normally priced at $350. But today on Sale of the Century, cheers for only $6. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought your pants were a little tight there at the beginning, right? That's a lovely espresso machine, Pauletta.
My husband loves coffee.
Well, that's great. And it costs only $6.
That's a good price.
You've got a $15 lead, so you would still have the lead. You would have a $9 lead if you bought it. I want to start the day off right. Your husband likes that?
He loves coffee.
Do you like maybe $200 in cash to go with it? $550 bargain for $6. Going once? Yes, he's going to buy. Enjoy the coffee machine. Enjoy $200 in cash. $550 bargain. And of course, we knock $6 off your score. And a $9 lead now over Robert. Back with this. Name the actor who's best known for the role as the lovable country bumpkin Gomer Pyle. Pauletta.
Jim Nabors.
And you got five of the six right back. You are right. Pauletta back to 39. What's the famous name given to the headquarters of the London Metropolitan Police? Pauletta.
Scotland Yard.
Yes. Yeah. Looked like that one just came out of the back of the head there.
It did.
Speaking of London, it's one of the cities in A Tale of Two Cities. What's the other, Robert?
Paris.
Paris is the other, and Robert hits the $30 mark. Yes, indeed. Time now with the Fame Game. Playing for control of the Fame Game board with a lot of information about a famous thing. I am a television show based on a 1970 movie of the same name. I premiered in 1972 and became one of the top 10 programs. Pauletta.
MASH.
Nicely solved with limited information. That's exactly what it is. Pauletta, you've got control of the board. We'll show you a $10 money card.
Behind that number 9.
If you can stop the light on that $10, we'll add it to your score, and we now lock those lights into your buzzer. Good luck.
Come on, number 9. Come on, number 9. Oh,
just missed it. Landed on 8. What does she get?
Tires, the Jetson Steel Radio. Made with 2 steel belts for riding safety and durability. Furnished by Jetson Hoffman Tire Company.
I hope you can use them.
I certainly can, thank you.
Good, brand new set of tires. Those are yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And the champion's got a $14 lead. Back to the game after this. It is Pauletta at 44, Robert at 30, Dana at 20. We're back to business with us for 5. On what part of his body would a man wear his boater? Pauletta.
Hat. His head.
On his head, that's right. It is a hat, and you go to 49. What two brothers began their musical careers with songs like Bye Bye Love? Pauletta.
The Everly Brothers.
And Kathy's Clown. It is indeed the Everly Brothers. Pauletta over the $50 mark. This unwieldy garment of the Middle Ages came with lock and key. Pauletta.
Chastity belt.
That's exactly right. Pauletta adds another 5. Yes. Incidentally, it is a little known historical fact that the most popular profession in the Middle Ages was locksmith. Some people claim to be gifted with ESP. What do those letters, Pauletta?
Extrasensory perception.
That's what it stands for. And Pauletta over the $60 mark. Well, Pauletta, you've stretched it out again. As a matter of fact, a big $34 lead. How about this?
Pauletta, here's a beautiful gift for home sweet home. This Ethan Allen jelly cupboard in handsome pine. A quaint cupboard for curios or grandma's gems. Furnished by Tradition House. And to sweeten up this instant bargain, we're going to throw in $200 for jellies and jams. And it's normally priced at $579. But today on sale of the century, choose for only $11.
Well, now the cabinet and the money for the jams and jellies, $579 bargain for $11. And I've got to tell you, Pauletta, with that big lead, if you buy this, you would still have a big lead. You would still have a $23 lead. So with that in mind, if you want it, I'm going to leave the price right where it is for $11.
My mother makes jellies and jams. She'd love
it. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, I thought that lead was so big you could do that. Well, all right, your decision. Back with us. The largest creature that has ever lived is what type of whale? Pull it up.
The blue whale.
Yes, still exists. Of course, it is the blue whale. And pull it up to 69. After turning out a number of bestsellers, this novelist teamed with his son to produce the Book of Lists. Dana.
Irving Wallace.
Irving Wallace is right, and Dana gets 25. Yeah. All righty. Diaz was the first European explorer to round the Cape at the southern tip of Africa. Pauletta.
Good Hope.
That's exactly what it is. Nicely solved, Pauletta, over the $70 mark. In what part of your body would you find the thyroid gland, Pauletta?
In the neck.
That's right. Pauletta goes to 79. What fairy tale beauty was tempted by a witch with a poison apple? Pauletta.
Snow White.
Snow White is right. Pauletta, over the $80 mark. She is quick with that buzzer. While we are on the subject of beautiful women, Mae West, well known for her saucy witticisms, once commented, "I used to be Snow White, then I drifted." We'll be right back. Pauletta Scheinecker defeated a great champion in order to sit here as champion, and she's proving to be very worthy at this point. Pauletta's at $84, Robert at 30, and Dana at 25. Back to the Fame Game, and we're looking this time for a famous place. I am a kind of marketplace that originated in Antwerp, Belgium in 1531. In 1773, I was established in London, where my members originally met in coffee houses. In America, my members first met in New York City under an old buttonwood tree on Wall Street. My memberships are valuable. They've sold for as much as $625,000. Robert.
Stock market.
Stock market. Stock exchange is exactly what it is. Well done, Robert. And you've earned yourself that control of the board where we'll show you another money card.
Behind the number three.
Two of them up there. The lights are flashing, locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
Three.
Way on the other side. I hope we have a nice prize for you.
A sewing machine. A new home Nuvo 2018 e-sewing machine. Designed to make sewing easier with its famous jam-proof top-loading hook system and convenience features. Furnished by the new Home Sewing Machine Company.
Very nice. $579 sewing machine. And you know, now that you've finished the book of Cooking for Men.
Sewing for Men.
Whole new book there, Robert. Back to business with this. Enjoy that. German Field Marshal Erwin Rommel's World War II exploits earned him the nickname
the Desert Rat.
The Desert Fox. The Desert Fox. That was an editorial comment, I realize, but no, Desert Fox. You lose five for the incorrect answer, Pauletta, down to 79. If you deliberately lie under oath, you're guilty of what, Dana?
Perjury
it is. Dana hits the $30 mark, ties Robert for second place. What versatile comedienne closed her TV show by pulling her ear? Pauletta?
Carol Burnett.
I'm so glad we had this time together. Carol Burnett it is. Pauletta over the $80 mark. Pauletta didn't want to buy with a big lead before. Would you believe your lead right now is $54?
No, I wouldn't.
How about this, Pauletta?
Pauletta, this instant bargain and you will make beautiful music together. One of the finest integrated audio systems from Denmark. Elegantly designed with fantastic sound. Turntable, cassette recorder, and AM/FM receiver. Furnished by Beverly Stereo. And it's normally priced at $1,199. But today on sale of the century, it's for only $16.
Well, Pauletta. Do you like this, Pauletta?
It's gorgeous.
It really is. And it's very slender, beautiful lines. Cost $1,199. And Pauletta, again, you've got a big, big lead. If we knock $16 off your score, you would still have a $38 lead. So again, with that big a lead, I'm going to leave the price right where it is. You want that stereo? It'll cost you $16, and you would still have a big lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. No sale. Why not? Didn't like that?
It's pretty, but I don't think I can justify it.
Okay. All right. It's hard to see. Boy, I thought with a big lead like that, I bet you would have bought it. I would have. We'll be right back. I thought that lead was so big. You had it back. It's up to you. Our champion, Pauletta Scheidecker, was a little wary that a $54 lead might not be enough. She decided not to buy the stereo and hangs on to the lead. Back with this. What do Buddhists call their state of absolute blessedness? Nirvana. Nirvana. No one wanted to try that. In what ancient Greek city-state did the great lawmaker Solon establish the idea of democracy? Robert.
Athens
is exactly right, Robert. In second place at 35. It is clear that Robert had great knowledge of Greek mythology with that. And this country singer's tragic tale is told by Jessica Lange in the movie Sweet Dreams. Pauletta?
Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline it is. Pauletta beats Robert at the buzzer and goes to 89. Third and final crack of the fame game now. All three money cards will be up there as we look for a famous person. I was born in Italy in 1475. At age 12, I became apprentice to the most popular painter in Florence, but the sculptor Donatello had the strongest influence on me. While I was mainly interested in creating large marble statues, I also became, Robert?
Michelangelo.
A great painter, architect, and poet. It is indeed Michelangelo, yes. Robert, you got control again. Where's that $25 money card?
I'm in number five.
Three of them to shoot for, Robert. Good luck. Well, again, he's going to get a prize, not a money card.
It's a gas range. Hardwick's Deluxe Century Series gas range. Full featured with a continuous cleaning oven in contemporary design. Furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company.
We've hit a couple of big ones up there. That's $699 worth.
That's very nice.
Well done. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. We see if Pauletta's lead holds up. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Pauletta at 89. Robert at 35. Dana at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What city is nicknamed the city of brotherly love? Pauletta.
Philadelphia.
Right. Who is known as the father of our country? Pauletta.
George Washington.
Right. What kind of animal is an Afghan? Pauletta.
Dog.
Right. Who was the exploring partner of Meriwether Lewis? Robert.
Clark.
Right. How many points is a Star of David? Pauletta.
Six.
Right.
Name the movie in which Robert De Niro starred as boxer Jake LaMotta.
Hold on. Raging Bull.
Right. Residents of what eastern state are called Knickerbockers? Dana.
New Yorkers.
What?
New Yorkers.
Yes, that's right. What religious leader wears the fisherman's ring? Paulina.
Pope.
Right. Each of the 50 states has how many U.S. senators? Paulina.
Two.
Right. Name the founder and first president of the United Farm Workers. Dana.
Jesus Chavez.
Right. The cardinal virtues are faith, hope, and Paulina.
Charity.
Right. How many meters in a kilometer? Kilometer.
Time.
Our solar system is in what galaxy? Robert.
The Milky Way.
Yes. The American who invented the mechanical reaper was Cyrus. Love it. Time is up, and Pauletta just barely won. A big win for Pauletta Steinbecker. Back to Pauletta in just a moment. Pauletta won by about $7,000 there. Didn't want to buy the instant bargains. It was Cyrus McCormick who invented the mechanical reaper. Time ran out. I know Robert knew that. How many meters in a kilometer? 1,000. Kilo. 1,000. Got to say goodbye to Dana and Robert. And Dana, she was really on a roll there. I hope you had a good time.
I had fun. Thank you.
Well, we thank you for joining us. And Robert, that board was very kind to you.
Very
the
nice.
Sewing machine, the gas range with the cash in front of you. You're well over $1,300 in cash and prizes. Thank you as well. But Pauletta Scheidecker, she was wary of buying. Well, she's going to get something now because she's joining me once again at the winner's board. Come on, Pauletta. I was really surprised you didn't take that stereo with that big a lead. Well, you won by a lot. Well, now you're going to get something for sure. I tell you right now, with the right combination, you could get a piano. There is a lady's fur coat up there. And you turned down one cabinet today. There's a beautiful pine cabinet up there. And if you think your husband's going to get mad, how about if the two of you take off on a trip together to the Mexican Riviera,
that would be
Jay?
Marvelous.
Set sail for the good life on a cruise to the Mexican Riviera. You and a friend will leave Los Angeles for Princess Cruises' magnificent 7-day vacation. Sail to the Golden Mexican Riviera in luxury. Sumptuous cuisine and dazzling entertainment await you. Furnished by Princess Cruises. And this prize is worth $4,000.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be lovely.
That would be wonderful. It is up here on the board someplace. Now you're going to make a match. When you make a match, that prize is yours. Pauletta, good luck and start picking.
Number one.
Number one, starting in the left-hand corner, $10,000 in cash.
Number 19.
Number 19, the car. You're turning over the biggies right off the bat.
How about number four?
Number four, $3,000 in cash. That would be beautiful to find a match for.
Number 20.
Number 20, video package.
That would
that's
be marvelous.
Yeah, that's almost $3,000.
How about number five?
Number five, a piano, but still not a match.
Number 17.
Number 17 and a win card. Well, now we're going to have a match because the next prize is an automatic match. What's it going to be?
Number 6.
Number 6 for the win. Pauletta gets. You got the trip. That's what you wanted, right? Congratulations. You've got a beautiful, beautiful trip. And come on, Greg, why don't you bring this out here for Pauletta? We'll get you in the mood for that trip. Come on out here. How is this? I mean, do we have a class organization?
You certainly do.
Pauletta, will I mess up your hair if we take the hat?
No, go ahead.
No, okay, Pauletta. And you and your... Now your husband can't be mad at you because you got that. Can we drink this? Is this safe? I never trust Don, our head pro... Well, Pauletta, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got a trip and... Oh, that's good orange juice. We'll be right back after this.
No, I'm okay.
Champion Pauletta Scheidecker, you said a very nice thing. I don't know if our friends at home heard of it. You didn't have a honeymoon, right?
No, we really didn't. It was 2 days.
So this is now going to be the honeymoon?
This is it.
That's terrific. How long have you been married now?
2 years.
Well, you deserve a honeymoon now.
Yes,
now,
we do.
Now your husband will not be mad at you not buying with a $54 lead.
I hope not. Right,
congratulations. You've
Thank
got a couple
you.
Of lovely prizes off that board. You can stay here till you clear that board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
That would be over $100,000 in cash and prizes.
Pauletta's got that trip that she wanted, and right now, $8,350 in cash and prizes. Two new challenges next time. Let's sail over there.
Bye-bye.
Manufacturers suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.